Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I encourage you to download the Devil's Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry it with you. Access 24/7 anywhere you are. Devil Radio, your favorite show. We're going right to the lines again. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Morning, man. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm just off my phone. I have a different vehicle today, so I'm not using Bluetooth. But here
sure, no, I hear you great.
Tip of the hat to Eric Saul, I think is how you say his name. He's making sure that Mo Brooks is prosecuted for the insurrection on the Capitol. I think more Democrats have to take it on their own, like Saul did, and go after these guys with the number one target, Mitch McConnell. If that happens, all these other things, the gerrymandering, the dark money, all that is going to come to light because they're going to lose credibility. And once they lose credibility, they're gone. And I want Mitt Romney and I want Liz Cheney to stick around. We need some good Republicans, but this might be the beginning of the house cleaning that we've got to do. But they got to stand up the way Saul did. So thanks for letting me speak my piece and have a great morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Very good points, as always. Let me throw in a couple of facts to back up what Bill just said. The insurrection on January 6th caused $1.5 million to clean up stolen and broken things. $1.5 million. They damaged the Capitol to $1.5 million extent. 17 police officers are still out with disabilities as a result of being attacked. You know, you talk about, they argue, well, poor Brian Sicknick had a stroke the next day. The Republicans say, well, he would have anyway. Truth is, he was sprayed in the face at close range with bear spray. You try that. He died. That's what happened to him. Another officer had his eye poked out. You know, that's a horrible injury. You have your eye poked out. It hurt like heck, obviously. Another one stabbed with a pole. There's a police officer. A police officer stabbed with a pole. Two others beaten over the head with lead pipes, causing brain damage. That's a horrible, horrible assault. That should get you 30 or 40 years in jail for hitting a police officer over the head with a lead pipe. Horrible assault. A lot of the others were beaten up. They were on the ground being beaten. Beaten. One of them, the one guy said, I have a wife and four kids and a few people protected him. Otherwise, he would have been beaten to death. Beaten to death. Other officers were dragged down the stairs with their hair, their heads bumping against each stair. That's what happened. That's what happened. 17 of them are still hurt. And everybody's talking about, oh, well, they were tourists. Ron Johnson says, oh, they respected cops. You don't respect a cop if you gouge his eye out. You don't respect a cop if you beat him over the head with a lead pipe. Or almost beat him to death until he has to say he has a wife and four kids. Drag him down the stairs, bouncing off the stairs, stab him with a pole. You don't respect cops doing that. So the point that Bill is making, and it's a good point, is that this has to be smoked out. And they're doing everything they can to stop it. Swalwell, Eric Swalwell of California, has sued Trump and Giuliani and Mo Brooks and a lot of the others for ginning this thing up. And, you know, his standing is he was a member of Congress. They're trying to get him killed. If you find out some guy's trying to get you killed, you can sue him, even if he doesn't succeed. Although other people did get killed, including two insurrectionists, one of them shot and the other trampled to death. This is a serious thing. It's a very, very serious thing. It's a domestic insurrection. It has to be put down. It'll be read about in the history books forever. Forever. Bill is right. There's got to be prosecutions out of this. There already are. Of the insurrection themselves, about 400 of them have been arrested around the country. They're going to be prosecuted. But Trump has to be prosecuted. Giuliani has to be prosecuted. And Don Trump Jr. has to be prosecuted. They gin the crowd up. You can't say to a crowd, march on the Capitol, I'm with you. You're not going to get your country back by being weak, trial by combat. That is a direct appeal to violence. And if they say, no, I was speaking figuratively or metaphorically, and that's an adverb with an L-L-Y, okay, try all that in front of a jury. But we need prosecutions. And as Bill says, that will smoke out the dark money, because some of the major donors in the Republican Party funded that thing. There's no reason for everybody to get together on January 6th. It was not a holiday, in Washington. They sent save the date cards, put it on Facebook. And it was all because Congress was ceremonially about to accept the certifications, which is a ministerial event. They have no discretion. It's supposed to sit there. They should dress a guy up looking like Paul Revere or something, or, you know, George Washington with a wig and, you know, and say, I prithee, ma'am. And, you know, I mean, this is all a shtick, like 4th of July. It's terrific. All of the celebration celebrates a hard core cause, which is the independence of the United States. 4th of July does. And this particular thing is a ceremony saying we accept the certifications of the 50 secretaries of state and the governors, including the Republicans, Democrats. This is what happened. So let's get at the donors. Let's get the cover off this thing and let's get it good. Going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, did I hear you and say it was millions rather than billions, $1.5 billion?
No, $1.5 million.
Million dollars? I thought it was $1 billion of damage.
No, it was $1.5 million. I'm talking about direct damage. I'm not talking about downtime, extra salaries, security. Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about that. Yeah, that was massive. I'm talking about direct, you know, if you have a fire in your house or somebody vandalized your house, you go to the insurance adjuster. He wants you to prove what was damaged, how much it will cost to restore it. $1.5 million. That's a heck of a lot of money. If you have vandals come into your house and cause $1.5 million in damages, that's a felony. It's a felony. And here, of course, there's an awful lot of damage, you know, injury to the police officer.
Right, and I guess, you know, that I would think that the other costs that may incur, the long-term damage to those police officers, the long-time damage to their loss of salaries and all this if they have to retire.
Right,
early,
yeah, well, that's a lot more, absolutely a lot more.
And let's just remember that the damage that Scott Walker claimed that was done to the Capitol during the our, you know, protest against Act 10, he complained about that. A lot of the damage was done with the lawn just because people were standing on the lawn in the wintertime. I mean, that
right.
Or the damage
well,
that was
not
done
only that.
The
listen,
people
when they try
to
compare
work.
That to the Act 10 demonstrations, that is a joke. My sister, who teaches at UWM, was over there with the unions protesting. These people are the most orderly, decent people possible. They just march around the square. If somebody goes in, a couple people, okay. This wasn't the same thing. Nobody has eye poked out. Nobody has hit over the head with lead pipes. Nobody has squirted with bear spray. Nobody stabbed with a pole. Two people weren't shot. In fact, one person wasn't shot. Nobody was shot. Nobody was hurt. It's all baloney. All baloney coming from the Republicans. Going back to the lines. Thanks for calling, Mark. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, did you, over the weekend, Matt, see the Attorney General of Texas, what he had said about the election? He basically
well, I've seen so
Texas
much atrocity. Was, remind me again, the guy, you know, he's also, you know, under criminal charge, by the way. He's a piece of work. But what did he say this time?
He's come forward now and said that Texas wouldn't have won it without purging votes in the what's the huge county where Houston lies. So he
Harris
basically
County.
Had said, yeah, that's actually what we did. We purged a bunch of votes to win the state. Otherwise, we wouldn't have won Texas.
Right. Well,
so the big lie
they boast, you know,
the,
Texas, you remember, Texas has been red for a long time, and they did engage in voter suppression. There's no question. But I'll tell you another thing in Texas. And we've got to talk candidly here. Those of us who are Democrats, we lost a lot of Latino votes down by the Mexican border, a lot of them. And that wasn't fraud. In our messaging, quite frankly, the left of the Democratic Party, when you use the word socialist, a lot of people in the Latino community and a lot of communities think of Venezuela and Cuba, and they escaped it and they hate it. It's toxic. It's a toxic word. The second thing is, when it comes to immigration, we want fair immigration, but the, well over 300,000 people have come into this country since last October from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. 300,000 people, they just come swarming over the border. And they're not stopped. And they, some of them would see an ICE Border Patrol person asleep, and they'd stand there waiting for him to wake up so they could surrender, processed and released into the United States. A lot of people at that border, including Latinos, who are here lawfully, want more enforcement. So, yes, the Republican Party down there, voter suppressed. Yes, they're essentially a corrupt party, especially their leadership. But it would be a big mistake to think that, therefore, if we get rid of that, we're going to take Texas back. This is a very, very complex question, and it wasn't just Texas. There were wards in Miami that Hillary Clinton won by 25 or 30 points. Biden won by 8 points. Biden was a strong candidate, but the whole messaging on socialism, the equation of it with Cuba and Venezuela, and the interest in having orderly immigration, not 300,000 people pouring across the border. Thanks for calling in. From a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.